Hi everyone, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Mike.
And it's our fun fact article.
Yay!
I always like to start these with some bonus fun facts.
Oh, really?
Completely random.
Extra fun facts
Extra
that we
fun
don't
facts.
Have to pay for?
No, we're not going to explain them really.
Why?
We're just going to tell you them because they're fun and they're cool. For example,
okay.
A sneeze comes out of your body at well over 100 kilometers an hour.
So if I sneeze on the highway,
you could get a ticket.
Wow, that's amazing. How do they measure this? I'm not sure,
science.
And I don't think I
it's
want to know.
Science.
That's a great bonus fact. Do you have another one for us?
Yes, women blink almost twice as often as men.
Blink, like this?
Like they blink,
Well,
yeah.
Of course they do, because women have to put on their eye makeup in the morning.
Oh, you think that ups the average?
They're blinking a lot.
Okay,
you know,
interesting.
But wait, I put in my lens. Yeah, that's interesting.
They do,
women
apparently.
Blink. And it's not just to be like, hi.
No.
Not just to be pretty.
That's a flutter. That's not a blink.
That's interesting. Again, who counts this?
Science.
This is a good question. All right, yeah, you said you had three.
Yes, one more.
One more.
Crocodile can't stick its tongue out.
A crocodile
cannot stick its tongue out.
A crocodile can't do that.
No, it can't.
Well, okay.
There we go.
Crocodiles aren't very fun.
Fun facts.
Yeah.
We've got, of course, two more real fun facts. We'll look into in more details. Let's take a look at the first one and read through the article.
Reading. Fun facts. What do many famous cartoon characters, such as Mickey Mouse and Bugs Bunny, have in common? As well as being animals, the characters wear gloves. What is the reason behind this feature? A. It initially made the characters easier to draw. B. It makes the cartoons appear funnier. C. It makes the characters appear more important. You're on the right track if you guessed A. When animation first became popular, certain techniques were used to make the animation process easier. Gloves required less detail and were simpler to draw than hands. Cartoons were originally drawn in black and white, so white gloves also helped a character's hands stand out against its dark body. In the case of animal characters, such as Mickey Mouse, the gloves further helped them appear more human. There is a darker reason behind this animation method, however. Early animation was designed to mirror minstrel shows, a type of American theater. Each show consisted of short, racist performances. Traditionally, white people would wear black makeup and white gloves to play the role of black people for the shows. The performances portrayed black people as dim, lazy, and superstitious. Over time, minstrel shows lost their popularity, but the custom of our favorite cartoon characters wearing white gloves hasn't changed.
Okay, we're going to start off with a question here.
Okay.
What do many famous cartoon characters, such as Mickey Mouse and Bugs Bunny, what do they have in common? So, have in common, this phrase means that it's a quality or a characteristic that two people share. Could be a physical one, what they look like, could be a personality one, could be a background one, like where they're from.
Okay.
It's just something that two people both share. They have it in common.
Okay.
They could both be good at sports or both come from the same country.
Okay.
They have something in common.
So that thing is similar between the two of them.
Exactly.
Okay.
So what do they have in common?
Bugs Bunny and Mickey Mouse. Well, they both have funny voices.
That's true. This isn't a guessing game, actually.
Okay,
we got the answer straight here. Which is, as well as being animals, the characters wear gloves.
Oh, that's
Mickey
true.
Mickey Mouse.
They both wear white gloves.
They wear gloves. So our real question for the article is, what is the reason behind this feature?
Why do Mickey Mouse and Bugs Bunny and many other cartoon characters wear gloves?
Well, first we need to look at the word feature. Here it's a noun. It's spelled F-E-A-T-U-R-E, feature. And a feature is a distinctive or easily noticeable thing that someone has. It's very easy to say, this thing, it has this. It's a feature of it. It's something you easily notice. For example, one feature of this national park is the large lake in the center.
Okay.
We think of that national park, what's a big feature? Oh, of course, the lake.
It's one thing that's special that makes it different from others. Interesting. All right. Well, here's our first sort of possible answer, our first guess or clue. It says, it initially made the characters easier to draw. Okay, that's a reason why they might have put gloves on these animals, because initially it made them easier to draw. Initially is an adverb. It's spelled initially. I'll do that again. Initially. When we use this adverb initially, we're talking about things at the beginning, at the start, when things just kick off. That's initially. So, I had a terrible day. Initially, I woke up 30 minutes late and I poured orange juice in my coffee or something like that. So that was the beginning of the day. And then things might have changed later on, but we're just talking initially about how things started. For example, our very own Pat initially lived in Banqiao before he moved all the way over the river to Taipei City.
That's true.
Good for you.
I moved. So, that's our first reason.
It made them easier to draw.
B, it made the cartoons appear funnier. You know, having gloves, it added to the comedy.
It's an animal with gloves.
Wow.
That's weird.
That's mad.
How about C, it makes the characters appear more important.
Remember, people wear gloves.
These are white gloves, too. Ladies wear white gloves, or servants of the rich might wear white gloves. Okay.
Guys in hotels who open the
doors. That's right. Doormen wear white gloves.
Well, I've tried to draw things, and hands are hard, so I'm going to go with A.
A, because it made them easier to draw.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's check out the article. And what's the answer? It says you're on the right track if you, like Pat, guessed A.
Yeah, drawing hands is really difficult.
A is the correct answer. And of course, when you're making a cartoon, you're drawing it again and again and again, sometimes 36 pictures for 1 second of film. So drawing complicated hands that many times?
It's too much trouble.
There you go. So you were on the right track whole time. And this is an important phrase for us,
isn't it? The right track, on the right track is today's shortcut for you. Let's check out the video to learn more about it.
Shortcut for you.
Okay, I think we're almost to the museum.
Yes, according to this map, we're on the right track.
I don't think you were really that good with maps. We're not going to need a train to get there. It's like 2 minutes away.
I'm not talking about train tracks. To be on the right track means to be doing something that will bring good results.
Oh, I got it. To be on the right track means 想法或做法是对的.
Yes. Hey, look! There it is!
That's not the museum.
I know, but it is a dessert shop.
Oh, you know, you may be bad at directions, but you're always on the right track when it comes to sweets.
Ooh, these little chocolate cakes are half off today!
Okay, so if you are on the right track, you're doing something in a way that will bring good results, although you haven't actually achieved the result yet. You're kind of going the right way, would be another way to say it.
Yeah.
For example, Martin hopes to work for an international company, so by studying English, he's on the right track.
Oh, okay.
It'll help him get where he wants to go.
There you go. Just like a train, if it's on the right track, it will get to the place it's going. If it's not, trouble. We can also say on the right path.
Yeah.
Too, right? If you're walking in the woods and you're on the right path, you'll get to where you want to go. Success is just a few steps away. Anyways, back in the article, it says, when animation or when cartoons first became popular, certain techniques or methods were used to make the animation process easier. Because as we mentioned, the first cartoons were done by hand drawing picture after picture after picture. No computers, it was all artists. And anything they can do to make the pictures a little bit simpler, because they have to do so many, is a good idea. Yes, when we talk about animation, we're talking about cartoons, animated pictures, taking a bunch of drawings, taking pictures of them, and then showing the film back really quickly so things look like they are moving. That is to animate or to bring something that is not alive to life.
Wow. We also saw the word technique, which is spelled T-E-C-H-N-I-Q-U-E, technique. And this is a particular way of doing something, especially when completing an artistic or a scientific task.
Okay.
So you need good technique to be an artist. You need to know different techniques for how to paint or how to make a statue or how to draw.
That's right.
A good technique for drawing perspective, so it looks like something is behind something else. They are all different skills or techniques that you learn. For example, the artist has learned many different techniques for adding light and shade to his pictures.
Okay.
It could be darker paints, it could be the way he does it, could be all about size or the length or the thickness of the lines, all sorts of things like that. And these techniques will make the process of animation easier.
Very interesting. It's a way of doing something, it's a method. And yeah, a lot of artists or people are interested in fashion design, you know, stuff like that. They'll go to schools, cooking schools, they'll teach you lots of techniques, ways of doing things that you don't have to figure out on your own, so you'll have good training. And we talked about a process. It's a noun. It's spelled P-R-O-C-E-S-S. A process is basically a way of doing something. When you go to a school, when you learn how to cook or draw or, you know, make your own clothes, things like that, you'll learn different processes, different ways of doing something.
It's a series, isn't
it's
it?
A series of actions.
So it's not just one. It's one, then this, then this, then this, then this.
When you buy furniture and they say, first do this, then put this on this, and then third, put that on that. It's showing you in a process, in a very easy step-by-step way to make sure that if you follow this process, if you follow the steps, you will have success at the end. For example, baking that big wedding cake was a complicated process. It took many steps, many hours, and it took a long time, but we had the right techniques.
We did. So we had the successful. Right techniques. So this brings us back to gloves.
Gloves on cartoons.
The article says, gloves required less detail and were simpler to draw than hands.
Yeah.
Because instead of doing all the fingers, you just do kind of almost like big balloon shapes.
Right, and you don't have to have all the muscles,
the knuckles,
and the bones, and the blood
the
veins,
joints.
Just white with a few shapes and that kind of thing to put some decoration. That's it. And here's another thing that might be easy for us not to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Cartoons were originally drawn in black and white, right? Mickey Mouse appeared in like 1920 or something like that. Back in the old days, films, of course, were in black and white. So white gloves also helped a character's hands stand out against its dark body. Mickey Mouse is, well, he's black, right?
Yep.
His fur is black, but if he had white hands, you could see them. If his hands were the same color of his body, it would kind of disappear. It would be hard for us to see exactly what is going on. The white helps them to stand out against the black. And yes, to stand out against something is to make it easy to see, especially when it's standing in front of something of a different color. When we think of the clothes that soldiers wear, if they're fighting in a forest that's all green and brown, their clothes are often green and brown, right? Because they want to hide in the forest. They don't want the bad guys to see them, which is why you don't see soldiers wearing pink and purple clothes. Unless they're fighting on an alien planet, pink and purple would make them stand out, and the bad guys, the other army, would see them very easily, because those bright colors would make them very easy to see, would make them stand out when they're in front of a forest or something like that.
And here's yet another reason.
Okay.
In the case of animal characters, such as Mickey Mouse,
the
gloves further help them appear more human. So they look, instead of just looking like animals with claws, they look like more like people.
Right.
We use the phrase in the case of something, something, something. We use that to refer to a particular example to give further information or a kind of a clear explanation of that thing. So in this case, this happened. Ah, that's an example we can use and give information. However, there is, as the article says, a darker reason behind this animation method, however.
Yes, and when we're talking about darker here, we're not talking about light or color. We're talking about sort of a slightly evil, scary, and bad reason why they might have been wearing white gloves, especially back in the old days. It says early animation, or the early cartoons, they were designed to mirror minstrel shows, a type of American theater. Okay, remember, a lot of these cartoons are 100 years old, and the way people thought, the way people behaved, the way people, you know, considered what was good and bad, right and wrong, has changed a lot since then. Now, we're talking about how back in the days they would mirror other types of entertainment, other types of minstrel shows in America. To mirror something is to basically be a reflection, kind of like be a copy of, kind of be similar to, kind of show in a slightly different way something that is very, very similar. All right. For example, we could say the way children behave in school often mirrors what they experience at home. So if the kids run around or in shouting and fighting at school, they're probably running around shouting and fighting at home. There's not a big difference there. There's a mirror, just like your face in a mirror will look the same as your face normally.
Mm-hmm. Now, each show, this is the minstrel show minstrel that shows, we're talking about, consisted of short racist performances. So there we just use the phrase consisted of, the performances consisted of, or the shows consisted of. To consist of something means to make up or include or involve that thing, okay? Is consisted of is the passive version of that, okay? For example, a basketball game consists of four quarters. It's made up of four different parts. It's made up of four quarters. So these performances, they were racist, unfortunately.
Yes, that's right.
Racist, this is an adjective, can be a noun to talk about a person.
Yep.
As an adjective, it describes a person or thing that says one race is better than another race. Just basically considers, you know, we are white or black or Asian, and therefore we are superior to people of other race. Or one particular race, you know, we very much look down on them, consider them inferior, barely human sometimes. That is racist, it is racism, which is another related word.
That's right. Of course, being racist is wrong, and it's also unscientific because the races are very much similar. The color of your skin has very little to do with it. And of course, judging a whole group of people because of the color of their skin or the way they speak or anything like that is really silly and kind of stupid and definitely wrong. Let's get back to the article. As we said, things have changed, so this is good. But back in the day, traditionally, white people would wear black makeup and white gloves to play the role or to play the part, to act like black people in the shows. And when they were acting like black people, they weren't doing it in a respectful way.
No.
They were doing it in sort of a laughing, ridiculous way, making black people look like clowns.
Yes.
Which, of course, is
wrong.
Not right in
any way. As the article says, the performances portrayed black people as dim, which means kind of stupid, not very intelligent. It portrayed them as dim, lazy, and superstitious.
I know a lot of dim, lazy, and superstitious white people.
Yeah. It's a universal
Asian
thing.
Asian people or...
Yeah.
It's people. It's
everybody.
Just people.
Yeah. So superstition. If you are superstitious, it means you have very strong belief in ghosts and other forces that can bring good luck or bad luck or affect your life in some way without any real proof of it at all.
Yes, as we mentioned, dim is sort of like not intelligent, not very smart. So, of course, thinking that about a whole group of people because of, you know, a comedy show is just, you know, don't.
Come crazy.
On. Yeah, read a book. Anyways, back to the article. It says, over time, minstrel shows lost their popularity.
Yay! Good.
But the custom of our favorite cartoon characters wearing white gloves hasn't changed. Doesn't necessarily mean these are racist cartoon characters. Nope. People have changed, entertainment's changed, ideas have changed, and that's good. And it didn't really affect the popularity, as it said.
The cartoons.
Of the cartoons, yeah. That's right. The popularity of something, popularity is spelled P-O-P-U-L-A-R-I-T-Y, popular, P-O-P-U-L-A-R, I-T-Y on the end. And we're talking about the noun form of, yes, the adjective being popular. Something's popular, lots of people like it. It has a lot of popularity. So we're talking about movies, pop stars, sports teams, things like that. For example, the soccer team's popularity rose after it won a big competition last year. It became more popular. Leicester City, we're looking at you.
Yes, indeed. Okay, well, that is the end of our first fun fact, so it's time to go to our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So the question is, what are your favorite cartoon characters and why do you like them?
Good question. Well, I will pass this one to you because I know you have a long list.
I do.
And sit back,
the favorite, relax. Absolute favorite has always been Thundercats.
Thundercats.
Which are known in Taiwan as Pili Mao.
Pili Mao. Can you sing the song?
I could do it in English, but I think there's a different song here.
Oh.
Thundercats are on the move. Thundercats are loose. It's an amazing show. It's got great characters. Okay. They're big, strong, you know, they're brave.
Right. They're more like lions.
Yeah, lions. And tigers and panthers. And they get in adventures and they be heroes and they work together. Mm-hmm, it's a classic cartoon series. Mm-hmm, okay. It's absolutely fantastic. You don't have a favorite? Come on.
Actually, we mentioned Bugs Bunny. I used to love all those old Warner Brothers
cartoons. Those are the Looney Tunes. They're very funny.
The music was great. They were funny. Daffy Duck was great. Martian was great.
Yeah,
Yosemite Marvin. Sam.
Porky Pig, Elmer Fudd.
Porky Pig, Foghorn, Leghorn. Yes. You know, these were some great, great characters. And, you know, it was an enjoyable thing, but a little bit old-fashioned maybe for these days. And, of course, there's some popular ones these days that people of all ages can watch. The Simpsons, Family Guy, South Park.
Ages?
Some of them for older people, but I'm saying cartoons are now made for people of all different ages.
Right.
So what about you guys? Do you have favorite cartoon characters? Do you love some of the classic old American ones? Do you love some of the sort of Japanese-style anime cartoons? What do you like? Have a chat about that, and we'll see everyone back here very soon for more
fun facts.
Facts that are fun.
See you tomorrow.
Fun facts. What do many famous cartoon characters, such as Mickey Mouse and Bugs Bunny, have in common? As well as being animals, the characters wear gloves. What is the reason behind this feature? A. It initially made the characters easier to draw. B. It makes the cartoons appear funnier. C. It makes the characters appear more important. You're on the right track if you guessed A. When animation first became popular, certain techniques were used to make the animation process easier. Gloves required less detail and were simpler to draw than hands. Cartoons were originally drawn in black and white, so white gloves also helped a character's hands stand out against its dark body. In the case of animal characters, such as Mickey Mouse, the gloves further helped them appear more human. There is a darker reason behind this animation method, however. Early animation was designed to mirror minstrel shows, a type of American theater. Each show consisted of short, racist performances. Traditionally, white people would wear black makeup and white gloves to play the role of black people for the shows. The performances portrayed black people as dim, lazy, and superstitious. Over time, minstrel shows lost their popularity, but the custom of our favorite cartoon characters wearing white gloves hasn't changed.
Vocabulary review.
Feature. These tall buildings are an interesting feature of this city. Initially. The painter initially meant to paint one of the dancers. but ended up painting the whole ballet class. Technique. The artist uses a special technique to create figures from the stone. Process. At this dairy factory, students will learn about the process of making butter. Mirror. This movie mirrors the early life of the historic ruler. Popularity. As a result of this toy's popularity, it's already sold out in stores.